YSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. While ABC News has not yet projected a winner in the presidential race, former President Trump is claiming victory.
Frankly, this was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time.
He says his return to the White House will usher in a golden age.
I will fight for you, for your family, and your future. Every single day I will be fighting for you, and with every breath in my body.
Trump, now within a handful of the 270 Electoral College votes needed to win, taking communities that supported President Biden.
So many communities, whether they're red or more purplish, where you just saw people going back to Donald Trump, back to Donald Trump's Republican Party. It had an impact down ballot, and it had an impact, a big one, at the top of the ticket.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. This is ABC News. The new study asserts emergency room visits by teenagers and younger kids have doubled since 2017. The American Academy of Pediatrics says those kids should be limited to 100 milligrams of caffeine a day, about what's in a cup of coffee.
Most people don't realize that some of those energy drinks that you can get in any store may contain 2 to 300 milligrams of caffeine in just one 12-ounce can. And guess what? Any kid can go into a store and buy one.
Dr. Alec Patel is ABC News medical contributor. A federal judge here in New York City ordered disbarred disgraced former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani to appear in court tomorrow, Thursday, to answer why he's been squirreling away his property and not transferring anything to the custody of two Georgia election workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against him. A receiver says inquiries as to why have been met predominantly with evasion or silence. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Packers trade Preston Smith. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Preston Smith has been a reliable linebacker on the Packers defense since Matt LaFleur took over as the head coach, but the team traded Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a 7th-round pick. The Steelers will also take over his contract, saving the Packers over $17 million next season. GM Brian Gutekunst met with the media.
Thanks to Preston Smith. You know, 2019, that was a, you know, we signed four guys, and for him to be, you know, here still 5.5 years later and play a lot of good football for us, won a lot of games, and I wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks are back in Milwaukee tomorrow night to host the Utah Jazz. Both teams off to poor starts, each with a win-loss record of 1-6. The Badgers men's basketball team hosting Montana State tomorrow night. Wisconsin with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross. Forward Nolan Winters on all the new players on this year's roster.
With JT, X, we're learning and, you know, practicing every day, open gyms in the summer. That helped a lot.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in 5th place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any sprinkle or a bit of light rain will come to an end. A gusty northwest wind developing and clouds overhead. Mid-40s by sunrise. Mostly cloudy Wednesday.